It's a championship that we haven't won in 4 years, and so to come out with that that victory over Bemidji State and sweeping on the road, and they're a very tough team, and then getting a little help from Ohio State versus Wisconsin, it was a really fun weekend.
What's been special about this team so far? I know you still have goals you'd like to achieve here as the rest of the postseason gets going soon, but what's been special about this particular group?
Well, I think it's a really consistent group. You know, that's the thing about trying to win the WCHA regular season championship. I think it's one of the hardest to win because it's a battle of attrition. It's over the long haul, and you have to be very consistent. We split with Wisconsin. They won two, we won two. We went 3-1 against Ohio State. We didn't give any games away that we that sometimes happens, and that's a mark of a great team to be able to win all the games you're supposed to, and then split the ones that maybe when you're on the road against tough teams.
Now you have a bye week this week. You earn that by virtue of the outright conference title. As you look ahead now, I know you have high goals. What is the hope here as you wind this thing down over the next handful of weeks?
Well, that's exactly right. We only have 3 weeks of hockey remaining for our team. So the WCHA final face-off is in a couple weeks, and that's one that we won last year and actually got into the NCAA tournament because of it. And so we'd love to hang another banner and win that tournament again. It will be extremely tough with probably Wisconsin, Ohio State, us, and either Duluth or Bemidji, unless there's some upsets somewhere else. And then of course we go to the NCAA tournament right after that. So it's all going to come to a head here pretty quickly.
So paint the picture for us over the weekend. You knew if you swept, you'd at least get a share. You needed some help to get the outright title, which you got. You got the win, and then kind of walk us through what happened on Sunday, knowing that you needed Wisconsin to either go to a shootout or lose the game to Ohio State.
Yeah, so going into the weekend, we were 2 points behind Wisconsin, and so we win on Friday. They play after us later on. They lose in a shootout, so they earn 1 point, so now all of a sudden we're tied up. And so we knew if we won on Saturday, we'd at least be co-champions. Both of our games start at the same time on Saturday. We go ahead and win, so we knew we were at least co-champions. We get back to the locker room and see that Ohio State and Wisconsin are going into overtime. And as long as Wisconsin doesn't win it in overtime, then we knew we were going to be the outright champion. So it was a lot of fun for our players. They got it up on their phone, and they're counting down the seconds as time expired, and the game ended in a tie, and so we knew we were the outright champs.
As we tape this interview in your office, there's trophies. You've won national titles. You've won conference titles and all of that. Does it ever get old? I mean, how much fun is that when you see maybe a new group of athletes going through that and watching on a phone and knowing they've done something special?
Yeah, it was one of the cooler moments that I've had in my 19 years here, and it never does get old. I can promise you that. It's a grind. Our regular season is a long season. There's always three or four top 10 teams in that conference, and so especially when you have to play Friday, Saturday, and you play the same team back to back, and have to make adjustments, and you know you could lose the first night, but you know that team's going to be coming out extremely hard the next night, and so it's a tough league to win, but we're really proud of it. And as you said, every year is different. There's new players and new chemistry, and this is a special group, and so I'm glad they earned it.
One of the buzzwords we've seen in coaching over the years, especially recently, is culture. And I know you have, whether you're winning conference titles or not winning conference titles, you try to keep some pillars within that. And I know some of our listeners might not be totally familiar with some of those pillars. Kind of talk us through your philosophy on how you run your program.
Yeah, so to me, culture is just about who you are and what you're about each and every day. So we have some values that we want to live up to and embody each day, and those are being tough, grateful, disciplined, and devoted. And we've had those for about 10 of the 12 years that I've been the head coach. And, you know, success for us is more about what you can control and just laying it out on the ice each and every day for yourself and for your teammates and for your team. And we just feel like if we trust in that, trust in our attitude and our effort and kind of the process piece of some hockey things, that generally we're going to win a lot of games because of the talent that we have. But in the end, the ultimate scoreboard sometimes will lie. You could play really well and lose, or you could play really poorly and still win. So we know we're going to be measured by the external results of a hockey game, but that's not how we're going to define ourselves here in our locker room. And so I think it just frees our players up to be who they are and to give their best effort every day, and we'll let the results speak for themselves.
When you're recruiting athletes, how much of that do you keep in mind? Like, well, that obviously you want skilled players, because you do want, at the end of the day, as you said, the results do matter. But will you maybe say she's a better fit than this other person, even though that person may not be as skilled?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, you're putting a puzzle together, as you know, and it's not always easy, and sometimes we miss, but we want to do our homework as best we can, and for us as coaches, we want to be hanging around really good people on our team, and that's up to us. So if we bring a bad egg in, that's our fault. But our season's long, as you know, and it's 6 months each year, and we're going to be around these players each and every day, and so we want to make sure that they're players that fit our culture and fit our program, and quite frankly, are people that we want to hang around with each and every day, because in the end, that's what it's all about.
Very good. The formula's been working. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Mike.